America's first news, AFN with Matt Ray.
Let's talk about the president's speech last night and his first 100 days. We know he's taken some hits with his handling on the border, and that is a major misstep. How do you think that's going, his first 100 days?
I think you have to look at it in a certain context. We're dependent upon the polls to make us believe that everything is great. But we know that the polls have been fairly inaccurate over the last 5-7 years. The country is still evenly divided.
We need a strong press corps to be asking the government tough questions and holding them to account.
It's time to sound the alarm about inflation. Prices are up across the board. I talked to analyst Alan Johnson about rising inflation, as of course inflation causes you to lose value with your cash.
Last week, the Feds put in almost $1 trillion into stock futures. And that was just last week. They're already at it again.
Get the news you need first. America's First News with Matt Ray.
Market activity data that was released this week, Chris, because it looks like to me, I'm asking you, the expert here, it looks to me like people have stopped looking for jobs and there is a supply and demand imbalance.
There's been some changes that have unfolded as to how people work, how businesses do things. And I think what we're really seeing here is an even more pronounced mismatch between the skills that people have and the skills that companies need.
Quickly, guys, if you need a fourth and Bill de Blasio shows up in that Nets gear and you have to run next, do you tell him you've got next?
Mayor of New York, who doesn't like New York, we don't think, the way he runs it. He's also a Boston Red Sox fan. Hello?
All right, gentlemen, have a good day. We'll talk to you next week.
Where breaking news comes first.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, as a former prosecutor and somebody who's worked within the legal system, talk about the significance of releasing those FISA applications. That is something we have not seen before.
Well, no, we've never seen that. And, you know, the best part of this is the reason we have a FISA court is to make sure that Americans are not surveilled. And the FISA court was used by the Department of Justice to surveil Carter Page and to go after those in the Trump campaign.
Former White House press secretary joining us now. It is a strong message. What was your first job in media?
Well, aside from the school newspaper, of course, I went to a college where the public television station was based on my campus at University of Southern Colorado, now called Colorado State University. And that PBS station covered central and southern Colorado and up the western slope. So I got to work there on several programs. One was called Standoff, which is kind of like the show I do now. But I also was a country music DJ from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
So I'm assuming you were a country music fan.
Well, kind of. You know, I grew up, obviously, in Wyoming, Colorado, but I'd kind of gotten away from it in high school, and I came back, and the number one song in 1992 when I was a DJ that I had to play every hour on the hour was Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, no. And now Billy's daughter is sending us hits.
America's First News and Why It Matters. AFN with Matt Ray.
You see, this is what we're talking about. When only one line of thought is acceptable, when only one view of the world is appropriate to them, that's fascism. I'm willing to talk about what I believe in. I'm willing to have a conversation when I went on The View, but they're not. They shut you down. They storm off the stage. We are at a critical point in American history. This is a dangerous time. And if we don't stand up for the First Amendment, then we're going to have a country where people are afraid to say what they think. And that's why I went on, and I'm not sorry.
We are speaking this morning with celebrity chef Andrew Gruhl, the executive chef of Slapfish, on the future of the restaurant industry.
First and foremost, the ability to do alcohol to go and now expand beyond kind of the four walls of your restaurant from an alcohol perspective into these outdoor patios. The deregulation of outdoor seating space as well is another great element of the pandemic. So if we can memorialize those two changes and hopefully make it something permanent, I think that's going to be really good for the restaurant industry.
Take America's First News with you wherever you go. More breaking news on the way on this Tuesday morning. It's the 24th day of July. You've got America's First News.
The best way to start your day, America's First News.